This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go! It is not really Friday, but kind of Friday, people. Welcome in the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Howdy, y'all. Happy Wednesday, but Friday. Friday on a Wednesday. Not really Friday. Kind of glad it's our Friday, not your Friday. My Friday, Lonzo's Friday. We're off tomorrow and Friday. So you get us at full volume and full speed ahead today. Four of the most electrifying hours in sports, talk, entertainment, underway now. Good to have you. Welcome in. Happy Wednesday. It is going to be a busy show on the radio program today. We have got a gazillion and seven things to talk about over the course of the show. We have not done, this is on me, my bad. We have not done a lot of Major League Baseball lately. And there's a good reason for that. The good reason is the Braves aren't good at baseball. And that is problematic to our ability to discuss the baseballing here on the radio program. By the way, just to get us started off on the right foot, the Braves get punked on the road game one against the New York Metropolitans yesterday, 13-5. Pete Alonso goes, yeah, not once, but twice, becomes the New York Mets all-time dong leader. Hits 253 and 254 last night, surpasses Daryl Strawberry as the chief dong hitter in Mets history. Spencer Strider takes his 10th loss on the season, 5-10. One of the worst things that is going to come out of this is that Spencer Strider, who is one of the few bright spots for this team, though his record does not indicate that, Spencer Strider is statistically going to look way worse at the conclusion of this season based on what is not happening with his baseball team this year. And I think there is something to be said about that. And the problem I have with that isn't just that it's going to statistically make Spencer Strider look, well, not good on the end of season stat sheet. The problem is that leads to one of two things, and I don't think either of them is good. At some point, you are going to have to give Spencer Strider a bump in pay to keep him here. And if you end up stinking out loud next year like you do this year, there comes a point where Spencer Strider takes the Max Fried approach and says, hasta luego, muchachos. I'm going to head somewhere that I can be on a good team because this one is not one of them. And it creates a situation where a guy that would be one of the absolute dog frontline starters for an MLB team says he will go be an absolute dog frontline starter somewhere else for whatever that's worth. Or number two, it is going to create, when it is time for a contract, some situation where the Braves are going to say, we would like to underpay you, because as I have been pointing out, since the Braves ended up being bought out by a public company, it is now more obvious than ever before. I think in years gone by, you've kind of been able to, at least as a sports fan, and as a sports fan, there's nothing we love more than disillusioning ourselves. We're big fans of disillusioning ourselves, convincing ourselves that there is faith and hope, and it's justified in places where there's not and there shouldn't be, and it is not. We like to disillusion ourselves. We like to tell ourselves, no, man, our team is actually fine. Our ownership isn't a joke. Our quarterback, ace, frontline pitcher is one of the GOATs, whatever. Like, we love to tell ourselves these little stories that aren't true. It's fun. And under the previous administration in charge of the Atlanta Braves, especially post the 2021 World Series, we were kind of able to do that a little bit. Now it's like, oh no, I can't even come up with that. Can't even disillusion myself any longer that, well, you know, at least we're not prioritizing money over everything. Cash, homies. At least we're not there yet, but now we very clearly are. And if that is the prevailing mentality moving forward with this baseball team, and if you were sending Max Fried out there to go get dusted start after start after start, to be 5-10 after 20-whatever starts this season, then at some point, the Piper comes a-calling to get paid. And Max Fried's going to go, excuse me. Well, that's the name I'm going to use because it's going to feel like, down the line, the inevitable comparison. Spencer Strider is going to come calling for the increase in pay. And as a company that now we are all very clear, Liberty Media is about the dollar bills, y'all, more than they are about being a good baseball team. Then when Spencer Strider comes a-calling to get that fat stack paycheck, if the Braves don't just give him what he wants, you create a headbutting contest between the two entities. You create a headbutting contest between one of the crown jewels of the organization right now and the organization right now. The problem when you have a year like this one, and I didn't get into it. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine who's a big Braves guy yesterday. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine, big Braves guy. We were going back and forth because in the final game of the 3-game set before this series, which that 3-game set was 10 years ago, at least it feels like it in Braves time. There was once again, and this is my favorite thing that is happening right now, because for whatever reason, it's just part of the identity. At one point, Braves down, game's not over, but game's over. And the camera turns its way over to the Braves dugout, obviously looking for worn out, haggard faces. Signs of frustration, signs of annoyance, signs of being over it at large. And as they turn the camera to the dugout to pick up those demonstrative faces of sadness, anger, rage, disappointment, discontent, whatever it was, as they turn the camera over to the dugout to find those faces, what face do we get For about the 17th time this season, they turn the camera to the dugout just in time to see Brian Snicker going, as if once again, he was ready to be at home in his jammies, drinking his chamomile tea, and enjoying Murder, She Wrote, or whatever it is he watches at night.
Sounds awesome.
I mean, I don't hate it. I have to tell you. The wife not too long ago bought me. I don't say this. Yesterday I revealed that now I'm team Manny Petty, and now I'm about to go in a whole new direction. Some of y'all's perspective of me is going to change, or maybe not. Maybe it was already low enough. She bought me a couple of weeks ago. I don't know what material they are. They're not fleece, but they're not like spandex. They're this, I mean, when I say super soft, I mean just like baby skin soft. Oh, jammies. Long sleeve, long pants. And I'm not a long sleeve, long pant jammy guy. All right? In fact, ordinarily, I'm either team sleep in the buff, or if in the buff's not on the table, for whatever reason, it very rarely is. But if team in the buff's not on the table, then it's like, you know, undershirt and boxer briefs, right? Because I don't like to feel my clothes twisting around me as I'm trying to fall asleep. You know, when you lay down and you get comfortable and your pajama pants like wrap around, you're like, ah, it's just the worst feeling in the world. Or you turn over, you're laying on your side, you flip to the other side, and the bottom of your shirt doesn't move, but the top does, and now it feels like it's twisted around you like an anaconda squeezing down. Oh, I can't. Not only can I not sleep, I get so aggravated that ends up jolting me asleep, awake. She bought me the softest pair of long sleeve, long pants, jammies I've ever had in my life. And I got to tell you, I can't get into pajamas fast enough when I get home. I can't get into the PJs fast. I have been on at least two occasions in the last week. The wife gets home from work at like 4:30, and your boy's wide awake, doing work, sitting in the kitchen, knocking out social media videos and whatever, and already in the PJs. She's like, dude, you're an adult. Don't you have stuff to do? And I'm like, I do. And all the stuffs I have to do, I can do them in my PJs.
Wait. You made an adult decision to put on those PJs.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more adult than going, you know what? I'm going to put pajamas on.
Jammy time! And I told her, I actually did tell her on Monday, I think, I told her. I said, you know what? You should be thrilled that you come home at 4:30 in the afternoon and I'm already in the jammies. She's like, why? And I said, because if you come home at 4:30 in the jammies, there is a 0.00% chance I am asking you to leave the house tonight. I am not putting on the jammies and then getting out of the jammies to put on some going out clothes. Because if you learn one thing about Rob Brown, we can be going to the store. We just got to go down to the Walmart. We got to go down to the Publix, wherever we got to go. If we got to go somewhere, I'm putting on clothes. I can't be the guy that goes pajama bottoms in a t-shirt. Like, I am putting on jeans or I'm putting on golf shorts and I'm matching the shirt to it, the right hat. Like, it's just my thing. I don't know why I blame my father. Even if I'm going to the store, it's got to be like an outfit, like clothes. Like, I would wear this to work, comfortable clothes. If you come home at 4:30 and I'm in the jammy jams, especially the comfy ones, 0% chance I'm asking you to leave the house. Quite the opposite. I'm be like, sit your ass on the couch. I'm making dinner. Let's watch Matlock and call it a night or whatever. What are we on right now? What are we watching right now? We finished the Epstein documentaries. Now we are on to, beachfront budget renovations.
Yeah, those are fun.
Those are great.
Yeah. I still hate all those people.
Me too.
Because they have the money to do that.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Her and I, we have gotten to the point that like we're starting to envision retirement, right? Which like more dream than vision, but you get it.
Dude, you went from dreading 40 to now talking about full retirement.
Embrace. It's been a wild ride. So we're like, we're getting to the point where we're starting to talk about what our retirement looks like and what our goals and ambitions are. And I've said my entire life, my goal is to retire to New Orleans, Louisiana. As my hometown, it is the best city on the face of planet Earth. My goal is to retire to New Orleans, Louisiana. That's where I want to end up. No matter how it happens, that's where I want to be. And her retirement, her ideal retirement is beach house. Not particular beach, just beach house. I want a beach house. I want a beach house with a big glass back that looks out over an ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic, the Pacific. I don't care. I want a beach house with a big glass window that is decorated in dark leathers. Like, great. We're going to have two houses, one in New Orleans, one on the beach. And so to get ourselves inspired by that.
Do you need dark leathers at that particular beach? So if you're at a different beach, would you go with lighter leathers?
I would. Like, if I'm down on it, I think it depends on the beach. If you're on, like, a Caribbean beach, like Gulf of Mexico, Florida coast down to Mexico, down in the Caribbean, because I also told her, like, I would not hate having a house somewhere in, like, you know, the Dominican or something. Like somewhere in the Caribbean. If you're down there in the Caribbean or on the Gulf of Mexico, pastels, light colors, vibrant, beachy, Jimmy Buffett life. If you are somewhere, I think, on the Atlantic seaboard, right? Like if we're up, Charleston is on the table. If we're up somewhere up a little bit further north, like New England Beach, I think you probably a little more dark leather. I think if you're out in the California, if you're out on the Pacific coast, I think it's much more like vibrant sunshiny on the outside. But at the end of the day, Mama tells me she wants to retire on the beach. She can pay the house however the hell she wants. I don't care. Just put me on a beach and I'll be happy. All right. So we're big on the beachfront reno right now, and that is why the majority. You want to know why I've told you, great one, although it didn't happen last night because I was super into baseball last night, that your boy dating back to Saturday night has been in bed no later than 9 p.m. every week? It's because the wife got me comfy jammies. So we watch our old people show. We watch our beachfront budget renovation show in the comfy jammies. I drink a little chamomile tea, and we call it a night. I'm 100. I've embraced it. What do you want? All right, we got a big show lined up today. A lot we got to get to. We are going to talk a little more college football as we inch ever closer to the beginning of the 2025 college football season. We went yesterday into great debate about the AP preseason top 25. Today, we are going to start with teams 1, 2, and 3. The University of Texas. The Nittany Lions of Pennsylvania State University. And the Buckeyes of Ohio State. Sorry, the Ohio State University.
Don't try to be nice to me because you know I'm mad. It does. I mean, don't do that. It's a normal day for you, okay? It's just not for me. So that's fine.
Are you accusing me of pandering?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. We are going to discuss.
I will not take my ire out on you.
Thanks. I'd prefer you don't.
I'll wait till someone else comes back in the room.
I'll make sure I leave the room. All right. We are going to take a look at our top three teams on the AP preseason top 25 poll. I have decided that for the top 20-ish teams, I'm going to come up with three big questions. The three questions that those teams must answer if they do indeed wish to win the 2025-26 College Football National Championship. Let's start with Texas. I got my three big questions for the Longhorns. Then we'll ask them about the Nittany Lions. Then we'll ask them about the Buckeyes teams 1, 2, and 3, and I'll get your thoughts on all of them. If I had to ask you to bet a paycheck, who has a better year at the end of the year? Defined however you wish to define it subjectively. Paycheck on the line. Who has a better year? Cade Klubnik or Lenora Sellers? We're going to talk about that later on in the show. And we'll talk a little NFL preseason week 2 on tap. Zoe and I off tomorrow and Friday. So we are hitting it hard today on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So there you go. There's the big three questions that I have for the Longhorns. Numero uno, is Arch Manning indeed the dude that the folks at Texas want us to believe that he is? Question number two, and this is the one that when we talked about it at SEC Media Days, I got the most pushback on. But I also think it's a fair question, and I think the question stands. Can Steve Sarkisian not blow it? I don't really know how else to phrase that. It sounds awful considering we are talking about a guy who has made a deep playoff run now in back-to-back years. But I would also say in back-to-back years, Texas was disappointed with the results. Washington went on after eliminating Texas. Washington went on to get the doors blown off in the Natty. And then last year, of course, took the L without making it to the championship game, despite aspirations from Texas fans to be in that championship game. But they end up losing to, in fairness, your eventual national champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes. And I would even go so far as to say, it's not that you lost to Ohio State. Ohio State was a damn good football team last year. It's not that you lost to the Buckeyes last year. It is how you lost to the Buckeyes last year. It is the fact that last year in that game, you were in a game until you weren't. But when it came down to crunch time, Texas got the ball. They're down seven. They are well inside a Bucknut territory, and all of the sudden, the offensive guru that is Steve Sarkisian is running plays that don't just not make sense, but he's running plays that, to me, were antithetical to what got Texas there in the first place. And I know we've kind of hammered on that end-around stretch run that the Buckeyes stuffed, and it took Texas from, what was it, second and goal inside the five to third and goal at like the eight, and it effectively forced them to try to do something outside of the box on the next play. But I would also point out that you had the first and goal call because also on that drive, which I watched yesterday, there were either two or three Ohio State penalties that got you in position. Like Ohio State was trying to give you the touchdown to tie the game. They had a pass interference penalty on a long bomb that got you into the red zone. They had another, I think it was a defensive holding. I don't remember off the top of my head. It was yesterday, a very long time ago. But I believe a defensive holding penalty that got you down into the red zone. There was another penalty down there that set you up on that first and goal to go from the four. And then what do? With first and goal from the four, you run like a speed receiver on a corner route for a jump ball. That's not there. You run an end around when you're a power run team and have been all year. You try to run an end around against BT Dubs, arguably the best linebacking core in the college football playoffs. You decided, we think we can stretch laterally a defense that is known for its ability to prevent teams from stretching laterally. That's kind of what they did defensively. And you run into the teeth of that. It cost you a bunch of yards. And then the very next play, you decide to roll out your quarterback on a pass play and not just roll him out, but like to his weak hand side. What happens? You end up with the fumble. I forget the cat's name, but the linebacker picks it up and goes 80-some-odd yards back to the crib the other way. Buckeyes go from 21-14 up.
Captain Jack, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Captain Jack. That's exactly who it was. You end up going from first and goal to go inside the four down seven to now 2.5 minutes left to play and you're down 14. Ball game at that point. That's kind of what I'm driving at and talking about here. Why, in that moment, in the biggest game of the year, why did you suddenly decide that all of the things that you did to get you here, as in to the playoffs, to get you here, as in to that playoff game, to get you here, as in to that series, to get you here, as in to the red zone, all the things that you did to get you to a spot where you are goal to go inside the five with an opportunity to tie the game up and maybe not win it, but at least have it tied with a few to go. Make Ohio State play hero ball. And instead, you clinch up and you call effectively three plays that were absolutely not in your wheelhouse. I understand because I can already hear the text being typed out across America saying Rob Brown, hindsight's 2020. It's real easy to say it was the wrong play call 6 months later from your chair in the studio. I said it that night, man. Said it that night. What are we doing here? You would have been better served in that moment. You would have been better served if you're going to do that to just bring Arch Manning in off the bench and go QB power four times in a row.
If he were good enough.
Well, I mean, the one thing I can say about Arch last year is the cat's got gas in the legs. We'll see what he does as a full-time QB1. But one of the things that Texas did very well was the QB power with Arch. Throw him in there, get everybody dropping off on some verts to the outside, and then just let Arch run the ball up the butt crack of the guard and let's see what we do with it. It was like a shotgun Philly shove. And you like just do that four times. That would have been a better set of play call than what you ended up with. So
That's why question number two is, we have talked about Mario Cristobal. Hell, I'm out on Miami as a playoff team this year because of Mario Cristobal. We have talked about James Franklin, big game James, when we do the Penn State Nittany Lions coming up here in a few minutes. And I ask my big three questions about Penn State. One of them, shockingly, is not, but also totally is big game James capable of getting it done this year, right? The narrative is the narrative for the reason. Let's get the big one out of the way initially. Is James Franklin capable of coaching the way that he needs to coach and coaching the boys the way the boys need to be coached in order to win a championship? I'm going to have the same question about Sarkisian. Sarkisian is a dude that just about everywhere he's gone as a head coach, because he's had some very successful years as an offensive coordinator, including in Alabama, by the way. He was the HC for Saban for a couple of years, and they were very good offensively when he was there. But as an HC, there's been a few spots where it feels like the game kind of got away from him a little bit. It feels like the game kind of got a little big for him, and that game against Ohio State last year was one of them. That game against Washington the year before that was one of them. So I think it is very fair to ask the question. Do we trust Steve Sarkisian? And then the one that I don't feel like we need to spend a ton of time on, but you lost eight starters from last year's offense. You averaged 33 a game last year, but you lost eight starters, including an NFL wide receiver, a couple of NFL linemen. Like, can you just click the next guys in place and be ready to roll? If the answer to that is no. If the answer to any of those three is no, if Arch ain't the real deal, if Steve can't not panic, and if you can't replace all that talent, then no, Texas will be a disappointment this year. All right, so there's my big three questions about the Longhorns. If we got a Texas fan out there, you can answer them. If you're a non-Texas guy, but you have thoughts on the Horns, 844-326-3663 is the number, 844-FANFONE. Coming up later in the show, we'll do Penn State and Ohio State, the top three teams in college football. When we return from vacation on Monday, we'll go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, South Carolina, and see where we go after that. I'm Rob Heaslonzo, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. Y'all, this is the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rob Brown Show live on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown. Directly across from me is the Wizard of Wave, the maestro of not music. Probably music if he wanted to be, but I don't know. I need an M word there because I really like maestro.
You don't need to do all that. I'm good. Okay, this is a setup that had been very effective and very efficient for 11, 12 years since this baby got off the ground, and now it's all been lessened and moved to a different. It's going to take some adjustment, and some things are going to fall through the cracks. Some things that otherwise
metaphorically.
Maybe. So some things that we were able to operate efficiently in a way, and now some things have been taken away, and it's going to make things a little more difficult. And, I'm adjusting. Some things that I was told would be taken care of or not taken care of. And so, just.
Lonzo's got a new setup over on the other side of the board.
Oh, no, it's not a new. It's a worse setup. And if you were over here, you would think the same thing. But I'm an old man who doesn't like change. That is my moniker. That's what people say about me. But new people don't like change either. So it's just ridiculous. But we're making it work. We are adjusting. We're doing what we can.
But that's all you can do.
Some of the things that quick trigger that we do back and forth and stuff like that, some of that's going to be limited for a while and maybe gone forever. Because of the setup.
Tap the sign, play like a champion today. That's what we're doing. All right? This day, every day. Not tomorrow on Friday, though. We will not play like a champion tomorrow.
Yeah, right. So that's on the horizon, which is, it's a good time.
All right. We got a lot we're getting to. I have asked.
By the way, really quick, no one knows who Arch Manning is. This is so much hype for a guy just because of his last name. If his name was Arch Johnson, Texas would not be ranked right now. It's because of his name, because of expectations, because what they were able to do last year with a different quarterback that they're ranked so high. It's preseason. They could lose the first game and a couple more and be done. It's very possible. It all hinges on one guy, and the hype is there because of his last name.
It would be, I think, foolish and incorrect to say that the last name doesn't play into it, because when you talk about Arch Manning, the conversation always involves the word pedigree. It always involves the word mentors. It always involves the word family. It always involves the Mannings. And we would be, I think it would be, somewhat foolish not to consider that a benefit to Arch Manning. Having the ability to lean on Archie, to lean on Peyton, to lean on Eli, to lean on Cooper, who in all rights and accords, and I think Peyton has said this at one point, Cooper Manning might have been the best quarterback of all of them. It just had some health issues that prevented him from having the opportunity. But Peyton has said a couple of times, Cooper might have been the best quarterback out of all of them, saw the football field as well, if not better than anybody. And so, yes, having that last name, or more importantly, having the relatives that share that last name, that's a boon. That's a huge advantage. I've made a couple of times the Nepo baby joke about Arch Manning, and I don't consider Arch, but just so we're clear, it's a joke. I don't think Arch is like a Nepo baby. At the end of the day, there have been the kids of some pretty prominent football players who were just not very good, and they don't get elevated into a starting role at a Power 5 Southeastern Conference University just because they share the last name with a Hall of Famer or three. So it is absolutely a boon. That does not mean that he will succeed. And I think what has kind of been the big talking point for me has been Arch Manning himself at SEC Media Days. I've told this story a couple of times. He came in, he was doing his little player breakout interviews in the downstairs portion. I went down there to listen to what Arch had to say, and a reporter asked him the question, how do you feel about the hype that has been heaped upon you? How do you feel about being discussed going into your first year as QB1 for Tejas? How do you feel about the Heisman hype, about the Arch will lead us to an SEC title and a national championship hype? And Arch asked a question that I genuinely threw out on a couple of different pods and radio shows that I did live at Digital Drive, as it was affectionately known there. I said this on a few different shows that I was brought on and asked to, you know, have conversations about South Carolina, but also to talk about the SEC at large. And with just about every one of them, I asked them on their own show, are you in on the Arch hype and why? And I made the point to all of them that, do you know who is the loudest voice saying maybe we should hold our horses? It's Arch Manning. Like, it's Arch. He's the one. He, in that interview, said, guys, I have started 2 games, and I will agree with the great one, Lonzo, on one aspect of what he said so far. Well, on every aspect, but the one that is prominent to me is, if Arch has started 2 games, and his last name wasn't Manning, and again, I think the reason the name Manning is important isn't just because it comes with hype. I think the name Manning is important because after games, he gets to sit down and watch game film with Peyton Manning. He gets to sit down and watch game film with Eli Manning. He gets to sit down and watch game film with Archie Manning. A guy, and I've said this, and I know it comes across as a homer, but as somebody who has watched all the tape from back before I was even alive, back before I was a glimmer in my father's eye, I've watched the old Archie tape. If Archie Manning wasn't a New Orleans Saint in the 60s, if Archie Manning was a Giant or a Bear or a Packer, I mean it when I tell you, Archie Manning would be in the Hall of Fame. Honestly. If he played on a team that wasn't my franchise's early growth, growing pain years, Archie would have been counted in the discussion of the all-time GOATs. That's how good that guy was. And he's a boon to Arch. But Arch has played 2 games, started 2 games. He's played more than that, but he did a lot of spot duty, right? That was kind of one of the points that I will make about Ohio State coming up here in a little while, because we're going to do Penn State in the next hour. We'll do Ohio State's 3 big questions in hour 3. Spoiler alert. When it comes to Ohio State, one of the things I am going to ask about is if Julian Sayin has some early season growing pains, which it would be understandable if he does. Julian Sayin has 12 career passing attempts in college. And that's not to say that's like indicative of growing pains. You know how many passing attempts C.J. Stroud had as a Buckeye before he got his start as QB1 in week 1? 0. Not a nail, 9, none. And he did just fine for Ohio State. So, I'm not saying that that is going to be the reason that he can't be the guy. But one of the takes on Ohio State was, if you have a young quarterback with pressure heaped on him, like there will be for the guy I assume is Ohio State's QB1 in week one, Julian Sain, a run game is how you bail him out. A run game is how you keep him safe. A run game that makes a defense stay honest and committed to the run is a question mark. Now, Ohio State's got some dudes in the running backfield. Julian Peoples is coming back. He has got a ton of experience last year, played in 8 games last year, had a couple of minor injuries that limited his ability to really take over. But he's a name you got to keep him back on. Excuse me, I said CJ. James Peoples, CJ Donaldson is the other running back for Ohio State. CJ Donaldson transfers over from West Virginia. All he's done is average 10 touchdowns a year on the ground for the Mountaineers over the past 3 years. Now, that does not mean that that is going to translate into success in a conference that is known for having some big-ass corn-fed boys across defensive lines. But the question mark's the offensive line. Ohio State is bringing back, if I recall correctly, one starter across the offensive line. And the guys who are going to be asked to fill in for NFL talent across the offensive line for the Buckeyes are guys that played at the best spot duty last year. So you can have two electrifying running backs back there. But if you don't have guys against Iowa State, Penn State, etc., that can control the line of scrimmage, it doesn't matter. And if your run game's not a threat, Julian Sain's going to get hammered. And not in the fun frat party way, in the bad football way. So, circling back around to Arch Manning, that is kind of part of the reason that question 3 for the Horns was, when you lose guys like Matthew Golden, who goes to the Packers, and the Packers are losing their gosh darn mind over this kid because he looks like a breakout impact rookie already, and we've played one preseason game. Can you replace that? You got the Andre Moore Jr. coming back at the wide receiver spot. Outside of that, guys who were reservist, role players, spot guys at 8 different spots across your offense this year, and guided by a guy who has 2 career starts and a bunch of spot duty at QB. Yes, he's a Manning. Yes, that name matters. It matters because of the resources that are attached to it, that Dante Moore. Dante Moore doesn't have Peyton Manning watching his game film. Lenora Sellers doesn't have Dante Moore, doesn't have Eli Manning watching the game film. Kay Klubnik doesn't have Archie Manning watching the game film. It is an asset. But I do think that people are, as Lonzo said, I think people are looking at that and getting hyped about the Manning last name for the wrong reason. I think they look at the Manning last name and are just working under the assumption that carrying that last name makes you an NFL Hall of Fame caliber guy because Peyton is one and Eli is one, and had Archie played his football anywhere else, Archie would have been one. That's not a guarantee. It's certainly a great start. The reason to get hyped about Arch's last name is not because he is guaranteed a damn thing. The reason to get hyped about Arch's last name is the resources. But at the same time, while it is absolutely, I think, fair to ask those questions, the two things that will impact Arch Manning the most. Number one, his head coach, Steve Sarkisian, who I've already made the head coach question one of my big three for Texas. I go back to the Washington game. Yes, Michael Penix Jr. played Heisman caliber football that night against Texas. But it's not exactly, and Kalen DeBoer was the head coach. Remember, Kalen DeBoer's a damn good coach. It ain't exactly like outside of Michael Penix Jr., Roma Dunze, and a couple of other dudes. Like, on paper, Texas had more talent. But Steve Sarkisian got out-coached by Kalen DeBoer, and Michael Penix Jr. was a legend that night. Steve Sarkisian still made mistakes. And against the Buckeyes last year, I thought that was a pretty even wash in terms of talent. But in the clutch, last drive, biggest moment, opportunity to tie the game and make Ohio State go play hero ball to win it. Steve Sarkisian, who, whether he was calling the plays or not, was ultimately in charge of what was happening, is running into the teeth of the best part of the Buckeyes defense multiple times in a row. What are we doing? And if those things can't get answered, It doesn't matter if Arch is the second coming of Tim Tebow himself. It ain't getting done. All right, we will do the same three big questions about Penn State in the next hour, Ohio State in the third. As it is Friday on a Wednesday, the fourth hour belongs to you, the Armada. The Rob Brown Show continues after the best 60 seconds of your morning, Lonzo Sports Flash.
And I did not get to proofread, so we're going to find out what happens.
Let's go.
The Atlanta Braves got hammered by the New York Mets in the opening game of a three-game road set. Falling 13-5, Spencer Strider took his 10th loss of the season, giving up 8 hits and 8 runs in 4 innings, including 3 home runs. Atlanta had 8 hits, including doubles from Matt Olson and Nacho Alvarez Jr., I'm not sure that's a real name. Just 2 of 11 with runners in scoring position. Game 2 is tonight at 7:10. Why are you still in the room? In the 13-5 win over the Braves, talking to Rob, Pete Alonso passed Daryl Strawberry as the all-time home run leader for the Mets. Alonso hits shots number, I did that on purpose, 253 of 254. And a Packers quarterback, Jordan Love, underwent a last-minute surgery to repair an injured ligament in his non-throwing hand, but is expected to be ready for the season opener. Love wanted to play through the injury, because that's what Love does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.